Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I appreciate you holding so long. Rob in New Hampshire, we're in overdrive for you. Rob, you're on the air. You want to talk about a fake outbreak? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to first thank you profusely for my people for the work and the words and the publicity you've put out there for sexually abused children. You do more on the national and now the global level of raising awareness than I could ever hope to do doing this full time.
Well, thank you. We're just trying to expose that a large portion of the ruling class are child abusers, and that's why they want power so they can get away with hurting kids.
Exactly, and I've got studies that would curl your hair. But listen, what I wanted to do is tell you, years ago, I did a study with a major university while I was a grad student. We examined what would happen to the transportation system if a outbreak or just word of an outbreak of smallpox was publicized. If CNN and everybody said, we've got three minor outbreaks of smallpox in O'Hare, at LAX, at Kennedy. What would happen to transportation? And clearly transportation was going to break down. Truckers weren't going to come to work. Warehouse workers weren't going to come to work.
Things will totally lock down if that happens. And that's what they're gearing up for, is to lock things down, whether they use that crisis or whatever, to teach us to learn tyranny and to learn that it's good.
Exactly. And bankers won't be coming in, and payroll clerks. Everybody will be staying home, and it would be a bigger effect than a nuclear blast in one of our cities. It's frightening the chain reaction it will have if they decide to do a fall.
Well, the point is, we can all speculate. They're gearing up like it's the end of the world, all over the planet. And the end of the world is the giant Ponzi scheme is coming to a head, and they plan to use that crisis to bring us into even greater tyranny. And, you know, we're struggling a bit here on the gurney while the vampire is trying to put his little fangs into our neck. And it's just time to wake up, folks. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Frank in Nevada, you're on the air. You want to talk about Dorner and the LAPD. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. I just want to say I'm calling as a private citizen. I'm active duty military, but I just wanted to say that it's wonderful how you are exercising your constitutional freedoms. You are why we do what we do. Thank
you. God bless you, sir. What else did you want to add today?
Okay, well, everybody keeps saying that, you know, they can't understand why Dorner, they can't understand why Dorner, they can't understand why Dorner, and I think he was the perfect rogue agent. I think he accomplished exactly what he was supposed to. Think about, okay, first off, whether you think he's vilified or justified, it doesn't matter. He was entitled under the Constitution to a right to a fair trial by a jury of his peers and due process. Whether you agree with him or not, doesn't matter.
And the precedent's now set for them to say, we're going to kill him, then kill him and say nothing happened.
Okay, now look at what the LAPD did, okay? He was one of their own. They recruited him. They trained him. His background with them got him the access he needed in the Naval Reserves to do what he did for them and to hone his skills into the killing machine that they said he was. Okay? So it's all about them. Okay? He snaps. Okay? Supposedly he snaps. Okay? And then he goes off the reservation. Okay? Now, he's black. Right? And I got nothing against black people. I don't. But he's black, okay? Most of your militia movements are primarily constituted of white members, okay? They're not going to support him. A black cop wants to go rogue and kill the cops. They're going to say knock yourself out. They're not going to get support of him. He's not an advocate of the Second Amendment, so the gun rights owners aren't going to support him, because God forbid if they went killing gun rights owners, they'd have a...
So what's your bottom line? Do you think it's a psyop?
My bottom line, yeah, I believe it is a psyop. I believe it, because think about what they did. They crossed. They went out of their jurisdiction. They went into San Bernardino County. And even though San Bernardino had two officers that were down, one that was dead, okay, they weren't running around shooting up random.
I hear you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, we are here live, ladies and gentlemen. 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and of course, we also have the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m., and InfoWars Nightly News every evening at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, transmitted out to all the subscribers at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, another over-the-top, insane amount of news. I've got today's economic bombshell news, dovetailing with the news from yesterday about inflation worldwide ticking up very, very quickly because of countries all in a race to devalue their currencies. This is being globally orchestrated, and the G20 admits it. Davos has admitted, and it only helps a select group of insiders in the monopoly crime syndicate. We're going to be getting into that. We have Dr. Corey Gold coming on. He's a talk show host. One on two of our affiliates out in California, KSCO and one other. He actually lives in the area of Big Bear, and he's actually been going there and talking to other witnesses and people. He's going to be able to give us a report on that coming up in about 1 hour. Joseph Farah of WorldNetDaily, WND.com, will be joining us. Because let me tell you, I mean, when he got on air before the election and said, if Obama gets in, total hammer down, they will confiscate the guns, they will start a civil war, they will try to arrest us, I was like, okay, Joe, yeah, that is a possibility. Sure, it's going that direction, but I'm still thinking he was being a little apocalyptic. He is dead on. And he's in D.C. He's got his ear right to the ground. He knows what is afoot. So Joseph Farah will be joining us to talk about what's going on in Bonkerville, Cocoa Puffville, crazy land that the United States is becoming. But it's not just here. All over the world, Western governments are just disconnected and getting more and more decadent and thinking everybody's believing their propaganda. Now, I'm going to get to this later in the hour. But obviously you've seen the FBI on TV saying, oh, they don't mean burn it down when they say burn that house down. But burn that house down. Burn down that cabin. Burn it down. Get the gas. Bring it in. Okay, set the burners. Okay, the fire is set. Okay, it's on fire. I mean, now I've got like five clips, different clips of them talking about burn that house down. And the news is like, burn that house down does not mean burn that house down. And it's just entering a whole new zone of they're so undisciplined. If you're going to burn the guy up because he's already killed, you know, four people and injured two others and just killed a sheriff's deputy and you don't want him to get out alive, you don't want to have more people die getting in there. They're, in the past, they burned the guy up. That's standard procedure. But the public, the sheep-like public's not supposed to know that. At Waco and everywhere else, Gordon Call case, so many others, they burn you up. They don't go in when you're in there. They burn you up. This is the tactics. And I guess as they try to confiscate guns more and more nationwide, and I've got that big stack of news, we're just going to see houses burned up, and, oh, he burned himself up, or, oh, we don't know why it burned up. And you can even have the cops in the future pouring the gasoline on the house. You know, in the case of Randy Weaver, it was caught on film. It's on YouTube. Just type in chopper tries to burn out Randy Weaver. It has the big bladder. That's what they call it, a big bucket with a another rope going up that they just pull, and it releases gasoline on the top of your house. Then they fire a flare into it. And you got guys hanging out the helicopter with a flare, and they've got the bladder, and they're going to burn his house down with the little kids inside of it. Oh, you're going to stand up to us? You know, we shot your kid in the back and then shot your wife in the head, and now you're hiding out inside, so we're going to shoot you. Because we're such men, you know, Lon Horiuchi, the ATF sniper, yes. And because the news didn't follow orders to pull out, they got it on tape and they couldn't burn him out. But this is getting crazy now in this country where you could have them burning it down, lighting the match, doing it. And you see them with the match and the gasoline, but that is not what that looks like. Now, oh, well, okay, these are not the droids we're looking for. Move along. This is what we're talking about. And we're going to be getting into all of that. Also, CNN panel says Dorner's alleged murder spree is exciting, like Denzel Washington movie. And I've seen this on Infowars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. There's a minority of people in there. On YouTube, it's about half the people are like, how dare you, you establishment shill, you are scum, you have sold out, kill pigs and more pigs, kill, let's burn them out, let's kill them, kill their families, kill. It's all over Facebook, all over Twitter, CBS News reported on it 3 days ago, like, it's kind of reasonable, the police are corrupt, and they're racist, so let's kill them. And it just adds to the Twilight Zone. You've got the cops shooting innocent people in cars that don't even match the description, and arrogant and delusional and disconnected from reality. And then you've got people that think the sense of justice against this haywire system is, let's kill cops' families. Oh, that's a really good idea. Beyond even what the immoral police are doing. I mean, this is a country that is demon-possessed. And see, folks are always like, well, which side do you take? You know, are you for this government or that government? This religion or that religion? This sect or that sect? Look, more often than not, it's that it's all bad. And it's different variants of it. The reason the police are dangerous is more and more they're militarized, more and more they're paranoid, more and more they're arrogant, and more they're trained when they want to search your car. And you go, well, Fourth Amendment officer, what's your probable cause? Get out of here, you extremist. I've heard of it, you know. That if you're a real American, sensible, know what the country's founded on, know your rights, you're the enemy. And the system is maneuvering us into a confrontation with the police that is designed to cause a civil war in this country that they're going to try to trigger ahead of the economic collapse. So they don't get blamed for the economic collapse. They, of course, they know they've already engineered to consolidate power. See, people, I heard a talk show last night on 90.1 as I was driving home about 10 at night from work. And the talk show was from Australia. It's a pretty good show. I've heard it before, but it's aired local. And I heard him going, I disagree with Alex Jones. The martial law will be because of an economic collapse, not a civil war caused by gun confiscation. Let me explain something to you again. Okay? These are complex issues, but they're also simple at the same time. They want to trigger a civil war as a political distraction from the foreign robber barons destroying the economy to consolidate it and to break the public and make us poor as a political tool. It's in the 112-point IMF plan leaked to the BBC in March of 2002 that I printed a transcript of and the articles in my book, Descent into Tyranny, that's available to read as an ebook at prisonplanet.tv. And is online, and that we wrote another article on Monday about banks want global rioting for global civil war and civil war in the U.S. The next issue of the magazine coming out is going to cover this. It's more than one thing can go on. It's like in science. Part of a theory can be right from one area. Part of another theory can be correct, and then you unify those fields. The system wants a civil war, they're going to call terrorism, the feds against the terrorists, who are the states, libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, veterans, Christians, gun owners, born-again Christians, official Homeland Security documents. Remember Janet Reno on 60 Minutes in 1995 said, pull the clip up, we've played it before. Christians who believe in a second coming of Christ are cults, are cult members, and are the greatest threat. Now, where are Christians who believe in a second coming of Christ doing anything? They're the most law-abiding, goody-two-shoes, neurotically good people out there. On record. Everybody knows that. Oh, but we're the terrorists, ladies and gentlemen. We're the people. We're the people who work 17 hours a day. We're the people that go to church. We're the people that pay all the fake taxes and bow down to the system. And we're the terror. No. What we are is the milk cow, the slave out in the barn, who they don't want getting uppity and who they want to be able to absolutely feed off of to the 10th power. So we've got that news. And we've got all the drone news. And we've got just absolutely insane stuff going on that we're going to be breaking down here today. But when we come back, the top stories of the day. All up at InfoWars.com. And I'm taking this Gateway Pundit article from DrudgeReport.com and the Before It's News article about Erie County, New York sheriff says he won't confiscate guns, and protesters vow to disobey New York gun law. We're going to play that video and audio of them in the Capitol really getting in their face. This is very exciting that they're refusing to turn in their guns. Washington State bill would outlaw almost all gun owners, make them criminals. In Missouri, it says part three of the bill, and this is what they say they have the votes to pass right now. Surrender the assault weapon or large capacity magazine to the appropriate law enforcement agency for destruction, subject to any specific agency regulations. And it just says this gives them a blank check law where we, the agency, the state police of Missouri, decide what an assault weapon is. It's that blank check bill, like the Obama health care bill, just says we can do anything we want. Death panels, raise any taxes you want. They're now talking about new taxes when you go to the doctor, a fee at the doctor in Obamacare. My dad's involved in the medical field and involved in management, and he was showing me the bills to line up with the feds. In fact, I meant to cover it last week. It's happening all over the country. The states are lining up with the feds to get fees on every doctor or dentist visit that goes, get this, to pay government employee pension funds. I mean, when you go to the doctor, you will pay a fee on top of things to pay for giant million-dollar retirements. Yeah, I was reading about government employees, just like low-level government people. Who are, quote, security, not even federal law enforcement, at docks and things, are getting $160,000 a year, and it's not even a degreed thing. But people with degrees are working at the grocery store. It is crazy. It is crazy. And they are just going to jack the... I saw the federal unions yesterday. We read the headline, Obama... federal pay increase is not enough. Remind me of the illegal alien who got the free government paid for kidney in Chicago last month and said, it isn't enough. I want all the medication free. Yeah, but Americans don't get anything free except a SWAT team taking our houses we don't pay proper.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And Wolf Linen blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Nobody wants to confiscate them. We've just got bills introduced in all 50 states to confiscate them and have the Democratic Party leadership in every state promoting them. And we just banned your most of your semi-autos and your magazines above 10 rounds, and police are pulling over veterans and people with no criminal records in New York and taking them to jail and charging them with five felonies. Oh, you got five magazines above 10 rounds? That's five felonies. And the government's saying, good, good gun owners. And we got video of this coming up at the State House at their little Bloomberg-run program. It's he's the guy that set it all up, put his money into it. The Safe Streets Act and the Mayors Against Violence. They're in Albany. This video's coming up in audio for radio listeners. It's powerful audio. And the folks that shot it put Rolling Stones to it, so people say, don't play music under it. We want to hear it. It's the only video we got, so I'm going to play it. And, you know, the government, if you listen to him carefully, he's like, good. They're like, we're not turning our guns in. The government's like, we're coming then. Because it's the government owners. They see those people. They know they're law-abiding. They know they're good. And they're not. And they're like, our food is saying it's not going to be our slave anymore. Our property, our slaves are saying that they're not going to turn firearms in. See, they already see you as slaves. That's the arrogance of government. They've said the message is government be arrogant, be in their face, flaunt things, lie to them publicly. Doesn't matter how arrogant it is. They are a foreign military power. The globalists have taken America over. The hundreds and hundreds of sheriffs that have stepped up and said this is unconstitutional, from New York to Kentucky, from Texas to Alabama to Florida to California to Michigan to Washington State, the hundreds, it's over 200 now. They're just simply being loyal to the Republic. They're not collaborators with the globalists. And those aren't words. Guys, will you print me the history of French collaborators, the Vichy French? Print me the encyclopedia, please, on Vichy French collaborators. I mean, I know their definition. But I want to read it to people so they understand it. This has been done when the Soviets used to take over. All those, you know, was it 15 or so countries they ended up taking over with the Soviet Union? They would come in, usually not invade. They would put their political group in, have them take over. And then when the public tried to throw them out, they would then roll in Soviet tanks to back them up. Or the Soviets would start a civil war and claim that some group was being abused, so they had to invade. That's the tactics you see in the Middle East now, claiming Libya did something, Syria did something. So, oh, the good guys have to invade, backed by the West. And the good guys, as General Boykin, former head of Special Forces, has gone public, is Al-Qaeda. And General Boykin's pointing out you know, that our government's funding Al-Qaeda. And I know I've been saying that for years, but now General Boykin's saying it. You see, you either wake up to how much trouble we're in or we lose everything. And the system is promoting via Homeland Security people that will do what they're told and enjoy lying to positions of power. And I just want to tell everybody, this is all up at InfoWars.com right now. Missouri Democrats introduce legislation to confiscate firearms. Gives gun owners 90 days to turn in weapons. This is officially posted by the Democratic Party of Missouri. Yeah, again, when you call and say you don't want this, they're going to say it doesn't exist. Because it's in your life. Well, it's a military tactic. At Waco, when they're ramming the tanks in and setting it on fire, they were broadcasting, this is not an assault. Come out with your hands up. They come out with their hands up on flare, they shoot them. It's the same thing. We're not taking your guns. Here's Morgan. I believe in the Second Amendment, even though Breezes, he said he didn't. I believe you have a right to own guns, properly controlled, locked up at a shooting range you can go shoot at a couple times a year. With cops on the range standing over you, henpecking you the whole time. He believes you have that right. They already took all the full auto, semi-auto. Now they want the bolt action and the single shot, all guns taken in Australia. It's been done everywhere else the exact same way over and over and over again. And they're in a rush to get this done because they're going to implode everything. And they want to start a civil war over the gun confiscation. They're going to keep arresting veterans in these states where they've banned the guns. They're going to keep arresting people for their magazines until people fight back and they're going to be called terrorists on the news. And they're then going to start trying to come and arrest patriots and talk show hosts and people, hoping folks start fighting them, giving us no other choice. So the Civil War will be the reason for the total collapse, you see. They want to blame internal groups, and then the feds will reorganize and declare an emergency, and they'll fix things. Well, man, Obama really took over, and like Lincoln, and you can see the whole scripted deal. But we're here blowing the whistle on it. We may be able to stop them. We'll be right back with the...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Towards the end of the third hour, I'm going to play a bunch of clips from the State of the Union. I got some of them yesterday, but not all of them. And we've got like 16 clips. I don't know if I can get to all of them today, but I'll play quite a few of them. Just amazing, the president saying, look, if you don't do cybersecurity, I'll do an executive order. And the cybersecurity bill he couldn't pass, total open surveillance without warrants, what they're already doing, they just want it legalized. And tracking of everything and the government being able to shut everything off and just absolutely the type of stuff that dictators would love. And then, oh, if Congress won't bring in carbon taxes and shut down all the industries to save the earth, of course, I'll just act. And they're just getting everybody used to it. Things are going to get bad in America. I just need to be able to act. You know, if I was a dictator, I could fix all this, but the Republicans won't work with me. Really? You got your Obamacare passed, written by the insurance companies, to raise taxes on basically everybody that gets a paycheck, the payroll taxes, and all the other taxes, and the economy's shutting down. All the numbers are there. And you're telling us, though, your number one thing you want is to get us jobs. I'm going to get back into the attack on the Second Amendment, and then I'm going to open the phones up, too, so you can give us your take on all this, and I'll get into Dorner as well. And just the new blatant lie, oh, when we say burn down, the FBI saying on CNN, when we say, you know, burn it down or burn that house down, that does not mean that. In fact, they're not really saying that. And we have five different clips. I'm going to play three of them, but they're linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And if you're a good patriot and not a conspiracy theorist, they didn't set that on fire. Don't question them. In fact, if you saw police in devil outfits with gasoline cans pouring it on there, lighting it on fire in red pajamas, you didn't see that. It doesn't matter what you see. Okay? I mean, Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. He told the truth. That was all a lie later when it came out that he supposedly lied. No, 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 no. Bill Clinton doesn't lie. There's no insider trading in Congress, even though they admit there is. There's no UN running giant child kidnapping rings, white slavery rings. Even though it's all admitted, it's not happening. The government is good. Your pension funds are safe. The dollar is safe. The economy is strong. We left the recession 4 years ago. Okay? I mean, the government says so. I mean, you know things are better now than they were 4 years ago. You know things are great. And you also know Easter bunnies are real and Santa Claus is real. Here's a little piece of news. Injection-free vaccination delivered live viruses without a refrigerator. Ray Kurzweil reports on scientists being funded by Bill Gates who developed a little vaccine system that's little sugar needles that punch into your skin, delivering live virus. Nothing like that. Little specialties. Those are the cancer virus type, generally. That's their favorite. And Bill Gates, you know, he runs programs like this in India, and 65,000 kids get polio, and a bunch of them die. It's a minor footnote. I mean, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. Nothing to worry about, Mr. Gopher. It's not a plastic explosive or anything. All right, excuse me. I'm quoting Caddyshack. It's just it's just becoming unbelievable. You know, Bill Gates' dad ran Planned Parenthood as a famous eugenicist. He's still alive. And Bill Gates is a eugenicist. You can pull the clips up saying he wants to reduce the world population and and says vaccines are to do it. But you know what? Never mind all that. He says he wants to kill you. Prince Philip, Ted Turner, Prince Charles, they all say it. I've got new articles out where top globalists are saying fight terrorism by reducing population. Be like Satan saying he was going to destroy the whole earth and then bring peace, because yeah, there will be peace when everything's dead. I mean, it's just all entering cuckoo land. Well, it's not entering. It's beyond cuckoo land. Cuckoo land and beyond. Bonkerville. I think I coined that Bonkersville. And I laugh about it sometimes, even though it's so horrific, because it's so ridiculous when you're awake. And the general public has this auto response, this conditioned, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, mass Stockholm syndrome, Overton window, cowardly crime stop, 1984. Will you guys bring me that box of Fruit Loops in there? It's in the shipping department. Because the guys were saying, look at this, we bought this, I meant to show it. Because now they've got Orwellian doublethink on it. It says 1 plus 1 equals 5 on the side. And it's not even a joke. They try to explain how it really does equal that. And it's just like this culture of pretty soon, you know, the freedom will be to say 2 plus 2 equals 4. And they're just mopping up freedom of speech, mopping up, putting their control grids in, hiring lots of military people who, quote, want to be heroes in the homeland and really believe they're fighting terrorists everywhere when they work for the terrorist. Federal government's gone, folks. It's openly run by the globalist. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The Fruit Loops Kellogg's box that one of the crews saw and said they had to had to buy it so I could show people. And it says Kellogg's Fruit Loops, nothing like delicious GMO, all the color dyes you need, all the high fructose corn syrup you need, everything your child needs to then go on a sugar high and then crash and be in a bad mood, then the answer is Ritalin, Prozac, and a bunch of other drugs. But here you go, part of this nutritious breakfast. 1 + 1 = 5. That's right. It explains it. Explains it all for your kids. A little math lesson there on the side. And look, you could be like Toucan Sam as well. And you'd probably grow a tumor that looks like Toucan Sam's nose if you eat enough high fructose corn syrup. And the GMO that's in there certainly does to the rats. I can actually show you rats that grow these giant toucan pus snouts from the GMO. If you think I'm joking, pull up GMO rats for people who think I'm joking. Find one that's got the big elephant nose. Hey, look right here. It's got vitamin D, potassium, protein, fiber, and calcium, and all the dyes you need and the GMO you need, plus the 8 ounces of milk equals 1 + 1 = 5. Of course, they don't tell you the milk's actually giving you all the nutrients, basically. You add the Fruit Loops, and you will go Fruit Loops. Again, your kid will be a screwed-up, sugar-high person, not getting the minerals and vitamins they need, and then they'll have behavioral problems, and they'll jack them up on drugs and stuff through the New Freedom Initiative, and then they will be as insane as Toucan Sam. All right. Actually, I'm a conspiracy theorist. GMO is good for you. And they didn't burn down that cabin, and they really did do the Bin Laden raid. It's real. It's real, folks. It's all real. No one on the ship saw the body, and that's now confirmed. And they fired most people on the ship, set them up so they'd be discredited. And the Navy SEALs helicopter blew up that day, and then the others who were speaking out, their helicopter all blew up. And they think someone put a bomb on board. I've talked to one of the Navy SEALs whose friend died. But they think Al-Qaeda put a bomb on the helicopter, and that someone in the Pentagon works with Al-Qaeda and had them all cram onto a helicopter for a fake mission saving people. It turned out it was all fake, and they thought something was going on because they'd never done an operation like that. And the helicopter blew up, but the Navy SEALs think Al-Qaeda did it. Oh, yeah. I remember those headlines back from 9/11. Top FBI agents think Al-Qaeda had a mole in the Justice Department because Al-Qaeda was always one step ahead of them. They got a mole inside. The globalists run the FBI and run the CIA and run Al-Qaeda. You're compartmentalized. You hadn't figured that out yet? It's full spectrum dominance. If you've got this multi-trillion global empire op, you've got to have an excuse to invade. So you train and equip the groups that you then go fight. And only the commanders of Al-Qaeda know they're double and triple agents. They're double agents working for the globalist, and then they also are working for their own people and themselves. Triple agents, mercenary agents. But you don't have a full spectrum brain because you weren't taught to have one. You were taught to have a one-dimensional, not even a two-dimensional, not a three-dimensional, certainly not a fourth or fifth dimensional awareness system. And that is why you are slaves. And I'm here to tell you, folks, you can all break out of it if you learn how to study this stuff. Okay, I got so much I got to get to. Let's start getting to these clips. Again, I'm going to get more into this with Joseph Farah when he comes on. Missouri introduces legislation to make you turn your guns in. Up at Infowars.com and DrugsReport.com also is originally posted the Gateway Pundit article. I've got Nemo boiling it down with a whole list of states doing similar things. Washington, California, Washington State bill would make almost all gun owners criminals. In California now, yeah, the police-run checkpoints, we've probably posted 20 articles the last 2 weeks, where you drive up on major roads and they go, we're just doing a safety search of the vehicle. But as long as they say it like that, it's all right. Violates the Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, it's federally funded, Tenth Amendment, and people with no criminal records. Remember, you're the main target. You're the food. You're going to make the good prisoners at the factories prisons. The new prisons are for the gun owners. And we're like, all right, get out of the vehicle. I'm going to search it. The veteran, highly decorated, one case, runs a big charity for veterans that are hurt. He's trying to, later when he's arrested, he's like, well, I run a veterans group. I have no criminal record. I'm highly decorated. They're like, buddy, you're who we want in jail. Okay? I mean, you understand, you're the food. You're the enemy. You're done. You've helped build the empire. We're spiking you like that cannon. They want all the guns spiked in Missouri. Or turned, you got to spike them, fill them, ruin them, go in and show them so it's worthless. This is on record. Or you turn them in. And the troops, you're a weapon. You're to be spiked. They're going to take your rights. They're going to declare you mentally ill. They're going to take your... They're going to take everything you got until you say, you're crooks, we don't buy what you do. You're crooks. We know you're crooks. We know the government is illegitimate. If we don't start doing that, there's no future, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? You've got to get out of your trance. So we're going to get more into that. And they illegally search the vehicles and go, what is this? You got 5 30-round mags. Well, I didn't even know that law had gone into effect yet. I got to turn those in, or those are illegal. Don't even say what you do with them, just they're illegal. All right. Handcuffs, boom, your life's over, 5 felonies. And that jury will sit there and salute and go, 20 years in prison. Yeah. Just, yeah. And when their house gets taken because of property taxes, their neighbors will be good. Take that house. Just destroy America. Ruin everything. Shut the power plants down. Raise the taxes. Bankrupt everything. Yeah! Raise taxes on the poor and say you didn't, and the poor will beg you to take all their paycheck. Yeah! 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 More! I mean, it is just over the top. Oh, holy Toledo. I mean, I just... Calgon, take me away. I mean, it's just... And I'm the crazy one. I'm just going to let this speak for itself. This is a CNN panel. This is up at Infowars.com. Dorner's alleged murderer. It's pretty exciting, like Denzel Washington movie. And it's a long clip. The guy before that says, you can go watch it. Breitbart broke it. Well, as they broke it on CNN, they're proud of it. I don't think they hit it. He was like, well, there's a lot of corrupt cops. People like this. Yeah, let's tie up people at cabins for 2 days, no food or water. Let's shoot cops' daughters. People are like, yeah, kill their family. I mean, just this country, folks, the Germans were much more moral, and I've studied it, than we are today in the 30s, deceived by Hitler and all the rest of it, and didn't even believe there were death camps everywhere. People thought the Germans were being naive. They weren't they were hyper naive. Eisenhower didn't believe they were really naive and would make them go look and stuff, and they didn't believe it. There's famous film footage of that. And now I realize, folks, people are so cowardly, they would cheer blowing babies' brains out 110% if they thought it would keep them from having their brains blown out. They don't get the fact that you stand up to tyranny or you get your brains blown out. You stand up or you become a slave. They think literally... greasing the skids for tyranny, begging for it, begging for tyranny, that the tyranny is going to be nice to them. You know, when freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease appeased are hung by those they tried to please. I mean, this country, and I love America, it's a lot of great people, but it's either totally demonic or really hardcore getting better and more closer to God and waking up.
The traffic. I can't read the boss.
Lose your cares in the luxury of a Calgon bath. Calgon softens the water to leave skin feeling silky smooth as it lifts your spirits. The soft, luxurious, fragrant world of Calgon.
I love it.
Pamper yourself.
I love the fluoride water in Prozac. Anyways, getting back to what I was saying. Let me just get back to what I was saying here. The people that aren't waking up are just getting deeper and deeper into craziness. Countries go collectively insane. The world is going collectively insane right now. And we've had such wealth and everything for so long, we've become totally decadent. Now let's go to the CNN panel. This individual glamorizing, let's play the clip. Here it is.
There's no waste here, though. I mean, this has been an important public conversation that we've had about police brutality, about police corruption, about state violence. I mean, there were even talks about making him the first domestic drone target. I mean, this is serious business here. I don't think it's been a waste of time at all. And as far as Dorner himself goes, he's been like a real-life superhero to many people. Now, don't get me wrong. What he did was awful. Killing innocent people is bad. But when you read his manifesto, when you read the message that he left, he wasn't entirely crazy. He had a plan and a mission here, and many people aren't rooting for him to kill innocent people. They're rooting for somebody who was wronged to get a kind of revenge against the system. It's almost like watching Django Unchained in real life. It's kind of exciting.
That's enough. And you know, when there were a whole bunch of machete attacks that I predicted, they were only in little local things, like man killed machete, men hacked up outside movie theater. It was like 6 or 7 cases, but I was right about machete causing that, but the media didn't report on it, so I'm wrong. And same thing with Django and all this stuff. And it's meant, again, divide and conquer in this country. And it makes me so incredibly frustrated that we're all being nailed to the wall by the globalists and they're trying to play us off against each other, but also making the perception of anything from a liberal perspective, then violence is okay. Because, oh, he liked Obama. He was for gun control, so it's okay. By the way, I've analyzed what this guy did. He was didn't have actually that much training and didn't do a very good job. And they're now admitting that of evading and all the rest of this stuff. By the way, if anybody with real training ever wanted to kill police, it's just pretty easy to do. You go to the police station. And you wait till there's a shift change. And I'm not letting out any secrets here that real people trained in this type of stuff would not already know. Okay? I mean, if Dorner wanted to kill 50 cops, there's a way to do it. And again, the point is that he was an anti-gun buffoon. And I believe from the research, this was a real case, at least part of it. The way the police acted hysterical, pity partying, shooting innocent people. It was a PR disaster for them. But they did find IDs on the Mexican border and up at the house. But they're such congenital liars, you don't know if any of that's true. So maybe he was an innocent guy. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe he's like Django. I mean, a hero. I mean, you know, everybody knows Django, you know, kills the, Japanese... police captain's daughter. I mean, that's heroic. He was a racist, obviously. That makes sarcastic. We'll be right back.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
This is America. America with
the king. America, the militarized police state nightmare. With 1.6 billion bullets in FEMA camps, highway checkpoints, but open borders.
We'll die for the system. Little piece of me, little piece of you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know we got callers and we got a guest coming up, but I haven't even gotten to the sheriff's department when the sheriff there in the Big Bear area, when he says we didn't intentionally set the fire, he like totally looks down. I mean, it's like when your kid, like, did you open the whole package of cookies and eat all 20 of them? They got cookies all over their face. No, I didn't. They look down. He looks down. We did not burn it on purpose, no. And when Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that lady, and Obama loves poor people, too. Yeah, he's a nice man. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and play the sheriff last night, saying, because he's asked by the mumbling reporter, he can't really hear it, you know, did you guys initially set the fire? Here it is.
I can tell you that it was not on purpose. We did not intentionally burn down that cabin to get Mr. Dorner out. The tear gas canisters that we used, first off, we used a presence when we showed up. Secondly, we used a cold tear gas. Then we used the next tear gas was that was pyrotechnic. Does generate a lot of heat. We introduced those canisters into the residence, and a fire erupted.
Along with the gasoline, right? Because I know you're following special forces tactics. That's enough from him. That's enough from him. Standard procedure. Dump fuel, fire incendiary. If you're in an open military zone, you should use a flamethrower, incendiary weapons, bombs. But if it's public, dump the fuel, then use a burner, then say it's a fire. Now let's go to some of these clips. I don't have time to play them all, so we'll get to a few of your calls and the guests coming up. But let's go ahead and play just randomly. Guys, you got so many clips. Here's one.
All right, again, we apologize for the expletive.
That's get the gas. Burn it down. Again, the unbeat version is on InfoWars.com.
All right, Steve, we're gonna go forward with the plan with the burner. Got it. One, it's like we talked about. Seven burners deployed and we have a fire.
Copy, seven burners deployed and we have a fire.
We're fire. We're in charge. We're killing him. We're in charge. That's what it's all about. I'm in charge. I've arrived. I'm a movie star. I'm a government god.
I've had fire to stage you up on.
Are you a god? The Ghostbusters say no, then die. The point is that when you hear it without the beeps, it's even clearer, but we have to beep it for radio. They're like, burn that mother bleeper down. Burn it down.
What do you make of that?
It could be just bravado talk. I mean, obviously, there's multiple rounds being exchanged at that particular time. You have an officer down, two officers down at that point.
Stop right there. Died. That's good. I want to play it earlier because the CNN, after a day after we broke it and Drudge Report pushed it out there, then they were forced to, they're saying burn that mother effer down. They play it, and they have the original clear footage because what we have was shot off a television by a listener. And they play it, and it's very clear. And he's like, well, that's just bravado, saying burn that house down. But others say it doesn't mean burn the house.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.